So I thought Israel Pashis, Israel Yom Shlishi, the third day. Next up from 88b. Amar Belazer Levoy, said Belazer to his father, Milay Sudasi, these meals, referring to the meals of Shabbos, these banquets, these feasts, Eich Mistakten, how are they set up? Which means, how do they correspond to the spiritual levels? Amalei, he said to him, Leil Shabbos, on the night of Sabbath, Ksiv is written about it, Rasim Shaya, 58:14. I shall make you ride upon the high pieces of the earth. On it at night, the queen in front of Shekhinah is blessed. All the feast, the field of apples, which is these souls that are rooted in the Shekhinah. Come out of it. It's blessed the table of a person, and the soul is added. The person gets an extra soul at night from the feminine aspect, and in the daytime he gets an additional extra soul from the male aspect. Spiritual wells above. That night is the bliss of the queen, because the lights of Zeranpin come to her, and there's as if it's pernal unification, and this causes unification and happiness beneath. It's necessary for a person to be blissful in bliss. Now, what is this seemingly superfluous way of expressing it? The person has to be blissful in his goof. In bliss of his soul. My body is happy, eats good food, and feels Hashem in it. Soul is happy, gets a spiritual light for it, and to that we rejoice together, have full expression, experience of divinity. Eat the banquet of the queen. The second meal, see if it's written, Oz the Son of Hashem, you should light upon Hashem. Al Hashem Bar, certainly upon Hashem. Because Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Tetragrammaton, as though identifies on a specific level to the sphere of Tiferet. So it always connects with Tiferet, and on Hashem throughout the Zohar refers to the level of Keser, which is above Tiferet, from which comes the parts of Zeranpin. At that time it's revealed Gedisha, the ancient Holy One. Shabbos in the morning. The Torah was given Shabbos in the morning, and it says Hashem appeared to them like an elder, filled with mercy. Elders referring to this parts of the Kedisha and Shalom is revealed in the daytime of Shabbos when the Torah is given. So that's Al Hashem Vada, certainly upon Hashem. Now Yishai Tiskali Tikdisha at that time is revealed. Tikdisha v'chulu al m'nukadvas, and all the worlds are in bliss. Because they receive this light of joy. Tikdisha is a parts of which is the source of Onik, the secret of bliss. So when it's revealed, it makes everyone happy. All the spiritual worlds and all everything physical beneath that draws is connected with it. And so eating the Shabbos meals, we hook up, we plug into it, and that's how we get our bliss. And the completion, the perfection, and the bliss of a diga, we make. We cause it to be expressed and completed in the world through lighting upon Hashem, through eating a Shabbos meal, all the three meals, but especially the daytime. Sudasa dilehi vani, certainly his meal. Sudasa tli, so on the third meal, the Shabbos of Shabbos, see if it's written, I shall feed you the inheritance of Yaakov your father. This is the meal of Zeranpin, the Havi Pshanus, which is complete. All the 6 days are blessed from that completion. Boy, by Nashim Mechtev, Sidas, necessary for a person to rejoice in his meal. Shlama, Elin Sidas, complete these meals. Complete it means complete them with singing to Hashem and learning Torah and connecting with the spiritual lights so that everything is happy above and below and complete. Complete experience of the Shekhinah. Because these banquets are the perfect faith of the seed, holy seed of Israel. Which means this is our connection, our root connection to Hashem, a special covenant. Is expressed the light and the root connection to these meals, because the connection is in the Keser. This meal attaches us to the light that is expressed in the Keser. So through this is the root connection. Is expressed a special covenant of this special link we have with Hashem. That this supernal faith, expression of the Shekhinah, is theirs. It's not the nations, idolatrous nations. Because of this, Omar says, between me and between the children of Israel. Rest in Shmos 31:17. Come and see in the revelation, these feasts, Ishamod in Israel, Dinam Bnei Malka, comes known that Israel, they are the children of the king. Children of the king means we are connected with the world of Atzilus, the world of Hashem himself. From the palace of the king. vessel, special chosen ones that are able to be in the king's palace, in inner levels, means upper levels of Atzilus. Even Bein Meim Nusa, the children of faith connected to the Shekhinah, the Malchus of Atzilus. Now you're one who defects one meal of them, as shown by not eating it, not honoring it properly. As he shows the defect above, the lack of drawing that light. So it's like some wires are not connected, so the system doesn't function properly. Doesn't hear the music properly, doesn't see the colors properly. But, so he doesn't have a full experience of Hashem, and the whole world was created that we should experience light upon Hashem, so it's a defect in the root. He shows himself that he's not from the children of the Supernal King. He doesn't have that special privileged card to enter in to Atzilus. He's not from the children of the king's palace. He's not from the holy city of Israel. And they put upon him the seriousness of three issues: judgment of hell, and the war of Gog and Magog, and the pangs of coming before Mashiach. All other holidays and festivals, it's necessary for a person to rejoice and to make happy the poor, as to give to another. If he rejoices alone, he doesn't give to the poor, his punishment is great. Because he rejoices alone, he doesn't give bliss to another. It's written, spread the waste on your face, the waste of your holidays. Shabbos, he rejoices. You know, it doesn't give to anyone else. Put upon him a punishment like other holidays and festivals. It's written, perish chagichem. It says the waste of your holidays. Perish chagichem, chomar, waste of your holidays, or perish shabbat, not waste of your Shabbos. As you mentioned, Shabbos is the mochin of chachma, and chachma is no judgment, so it's nothing to be sweetened. Because Yom Tov is Mochen of Ema and Bina, and there there's judgments to be sweetened. It's the root of the world separation. So through giving to another, he sweetens that judgment and includes it in the unity. So if he doesn't do that, so there's left like a lack of revelation of unity. So then that comes like this idea of waste, where we don't place it, we don't see Hashem. It's even written, Chodshechem, Rechem, Son of Nafshi, your new moons and holidays, my soul hates, a verse in Yeshaya 1:14. Vilu Shabbos lo koma, and doesn't say Shabbos. We can make up because this is written, Bein Israel, between me and the children of Israel, that have the special connection to Hashem for Shabbos.